Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Live Up to Freedom Radio, hosted by Annie Cyrus.
Extract Jevity is an all-natural energy and health drink developed by Brandon House several years ago with a team of experts.
You are listening to Live Up to Freedom Radio, hosted by Annie Cyrus.
Good afternoon. Welcome, everybody, to Live Up to Freedom Radio. After a good chunk of a struggle with tech issues, hopefully, we are on air. So if anybody is here on the chat room to let us know that we are on air, that would be fantastic. Otherwise, we're just going to go ahead and continue on the discussion and the broadcast in hopes of being live and good to go. Few new things about this radio. I do have a co-host, which some of you might be already familiar with him, Michael Lauber. He is also my co-host on Let's Be Frank show every Sunday on Lindell TV. Also co-hosting with us is AJ Wilms. He will try to join us on some of the radios, but it may not be always. We also have a very special guest with us today, which we will bring her in momentarily or shortly. But let me go ahead and it's going to take me a little bit of time to get used to having a co-host, but let me go ahead and stop talking so Michael can have a moment to introduce himself and welcome you to the program. Hey, Michael, are you there?
I'm here. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us. And sorry for the technical difficulties. We're we're trying to get this to work, and yeah, it's been unclear how I was supposed to connect correctly.
I know. You see, the good thing about it, Michael, is that people like me and you, we have literally used to, I guess, learning on our own. We make mistakes and make mistakes until we finally get there. Since we do have a very special guest with us today, I'm going to how about this? Let's go ahead and bring on our very special guest, Claire Lopez. She's the founder of Lopez Liberty LLC. She's also an expert on many topics, but my main friendship and cooperation with her started years ago over Iran, where I come from, and where she has spent a lot of time studying them. And she has bravely went after them after September 11, which we will give her a chance to talk about. Hi, Claire.
Hey, Annie and Michael. Very glad to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for making the time to be here today.
Of course.
We know you are a very, 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 very busy lady out there, so we appreciate your time. So, Claire, before we dive into the topic, which there's a lot to discuss, do you mind giving our audience a little bit of a background on yourself, please?
Sure. So I finished grad school with a master's in international relations with a Russia focus, and was recruited out of grad school, Syracuse University, to the CIA. Off I went for 20 years all around the world in many different countries and places, and had a wonderful career with the agency. Then I went into the private sector, did some contracting with some federal contracting companies. Battelle is one of those. And then, though, gravitated towards the think tank community of Washington, D.C. And there I really dived into the Middle East, to Islam, to Iran, post 9/11. And the think tanks that I was associated with allowed me to continue that focus on those places, Middle East and Iran, but also a broader, interest and focus on national security issues for the United States writ large. And mm-hmm. I have been independent now for a couple of years at Lopez Liberty, LLC, and still focused on that national security topic, but most recently have also done a deep dive on China and its offensive biological weapons program, among other things.
Yeah, and that's sort of where things are right now, is we really do see an alignment of all those forces right now, Russia, China, everyone across the Middle East. It is the red-green axis that's making itself known in more public ways. There are more real-world alignments and working together on different things. Some of them are public works projects, but in the background is always the military, even the military drills we saw recently that took place in South America.
Yeah, you know, if we wanted to put this all in a 25,000-foot broad perspective, here's what I would say, that the post-Cold War, really post-World War II, but certainly post-Cold War, 1990s, world was a world in which the U.S. was the unipolar power, and the United States mm-hmm. led the Western world order, which was, of course, a Westphalian sovereign nation-state system, not without its flaws, of course, but that was the basis of the world order. And now I think what we're seeing with very weak U.S. leadership repeatedly rising to the top in this country for whatever reason, the rogues of the world, those who oppose a U.S.-led Western-style, liberal, democratic-style world order, are banding together. And that's where you mm-hmm. see, you know, the Vladimir Putins, the Recep Tayyip Erdogans, Ali Khamenei in Iran, and Xi Jinping mm-hmm. in China, making common cause, even though their own individual interests don't always align and won't. But for the moment,
yeah.
they're trying to forge some kind of a unified front to oppose the U.S. because we're so weak.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, the way I look at it is, with each of these groups, their short-term goals do align. There's things that they can do together in agreement that will either have immediate direct benefit, whether that's, you know, building one thing or another in one country or another, or that these military drills, kind of like the relationship building side of things, that in the short run, it helps them to project power.